Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I'm a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria, the owner of Too Posh Boutique. So check it out for some fun lingerie, swimsuits, etc. And I'm here with my beautiful model daughter, Marcella, who is also my best friend.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, designer for Too Posh. I model as well, and I say whatever I want all the time. I love doing this podcast with my mom.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome everyone to the Too Posh Podcast. I am Gabrielle and I'm here with my co-host Marcella.
Hello.
Beautiful daughter and our DJ Spider.
Hello.
It's just us right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's the three of us, and I thought we need to talk about Marcella's about to start traveling a lot for judging for dance competitions. Mm-hmm. And there was an article the other day in the paper, and it reminded me that it'd be so fun to talk about this. It's about airline passengers reveal what annoys them the hell out of when they are on a flight. So I am going to tell you right now, I can start this off because I hate when everyone closes the stupid blinds. I can't, the slide, whatever, the shades. I cannot stand it. It drives me crazy. I'm claustrophobic as it is. I hate to fly as it is. And when people, that's the first thing they do. And I'm like, it's daytime. Why are we closing these? Like, I like to look outside. I want to see what's going on. I want to see if they're doing this right.
Some people are sleeping.
But that's still crazy. They can sleep at night or sleep. There is actually an article I found that actually says you should always leave your window shade open on an airplane. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why they say this, because it's actually really, really informative and interesting.
Okay, what is it?
So,
I mean, I don't like when the sun is in my eyeballs.
I love when the sun is in my eyeballs. Legroom seems to shrink with every trip, and the argument about whether it's rude to recline one's seat rages on. But there's one issue that seems to be getting worse, the grade window shade debate. When did it become acceptable that, upon boarding an airplane, most people immediately slam down their shades, creating what a friend of mine has referred to as a flying coffin? Exactly. If I may speak for the claustrophobes like me, this is some serious and seriously anxiety-inducing bullshit. As if commercial flight wasn't physically limiting enough to begin with, the expectation is that instead of being able to look peacefully out the window as we soar into the sky, we are all now immediately expected to bury our heads in whatever devices are permitted to be turned on. And shame on anyone who dares to cast a glaring beam of, gasp, natural light across someone else's screen. It has become common for the flight crew to actually demand that everyone on board lower their blinds out of courtesy to sleepers or entertainment watchers. Sorry, but
never
no.
Heard that.
Humans are diurnal. I don't know how do you say that?
Opposite of nocturnal.
Diurnal. Okay. We sleep during the night, not the day. A biological truth that doesn't change just because you're on a plane. What's more, if it's a night flight, it's dark outside anyway, and if it's a red eye, there's likely going to be a kick-ass sunrise to make the nightmare that is red eye worthwhile. Don't like the light? Get a sleeping mask. Given the popularity of those stupid-looking, overstuffed neck pillows that you now see adorning the necks of 90% of travelers in airports, I can't believe it'd be a hardship for regular flyers to shell out for a scrap of fabric to cover their eyes. So it keeps going on and on that you should leave them open, that it's actually rude for people to slam it down, should not do that. And then there is now a company. This is like so crazy, I can't even imagine. There's a French company called Vision Systems. They're working on updating window shade technology, creating digitally dimming windows that don't require you to touch the germy handles. So this sounds like a mixed bag for those of us who love the view. Will the windows dim automatically? Are they at the control of the flight crew or the passengers themselves?
He doesn't say if there's three people in a row or two, who gets to choose?
The window seat person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they said, and heaven help us, apparently the same company is also working on turning windows into just more screens. The new material combines particle tech with a video display, which passengers can use to flip on an interactive map, see flight information, or communicate with the crew.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like that at all. I want to see outside.
Well, I just like that you can either, I mean, at least you have the power to make it go up and down. If they build it with nothing, that's scary.
I know.
I wouldn't like that at all.
I know. So that might be coming, guys. So How do we feel about people who recline their seats?
I don't care.
I don't either. Do you? Because
it doesn't go back far enough. No. I mean, and I'm going to recline mine.
You got to be pretty damn tall for it to affect you, it seems like.
Yeah, that's when I was, like, when I was dating Todd.
Oh, yeah.
He always made sure to, like, upgrade on Southwest so you could get there on there faster. And either you sit in the front or the exit row because you have more leg room, then you don't have to worry about it.
They said, let's just say what annoys them. The passengers hates kids who play video games on iPads with the sound on.
It's very rude.
Very annoying. Another flyer slams the people who press on the seat back TVs too hard.
when they're touching the screen? I can understand. Well, maybe like on an accidental like twice, but when you are constantly like pushing my chair, yeah, I'd get annoyed.
Hold on. It is... Some people put their elbows on my armrest that has my television controls. I had a guy that kept falling asleep and would lean on my armrest, which would change my channels nonstop.
No.
I kept pointing it out to him. He kept apologizing and doing the same thing over and over. Meanwhile, tall passengers like Dan say they have trouble when it comes to the small seats. I might be the asshole in this situation, but people who recline their seats, fuck you. He said, I'm tall, and to sleep, I usually have to lean forward and sleep holding my pillow at my knees. If you recline, I can't really change my position in my chair from anything other than straight up.
Well, that's a personal problem. I mean, get either first class or sit in the exit row. I mean, we can't control how tall you are. I mean, I'm going to lean back.
True.
And maybe don't sleep. I don't know.
Someone said, groups of people who are rowdy because their group is with them. Like, yes, it's fun and exciting and all that, but settle the fuck down after a bit. We don't need it at 100 the whole flight.
Oh, see, I wouldn't care.
I love that. I actually
think it's fun, yeah.
It gives a plane ride a good energy.
Yeah, I don't mind that. If you're having fun,
I don't mind it at all. Yeah. It's much better than all the grumpy looking people. Ugh.
Yeah, a lot of people look grumpy. When I take the Monday morning flights home, everybody is grumpy because either they're all in business suits going to work or if you're like me, you've judged 50 hours and I don't want to talk to anyone. I'll even put my headphones in with no sound just so people don't talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Please don't talk to me. And then in the morning, for some reason, people have the worst breath. And if somebody leans over to talk to me, I literally want to die. Like, don't talk to me. Not to mention, don't talk to me at 3 in the morning anyway.
Oh, no,
unless I'm still awake.
She is terrible in the morning.
But like, I don't want to be talked to. And then when you have nasty breath or you haven't showered, like I shower morning and night, no matter what. I don't care if my flight's at 3. That's the one thing I have to do. Like I'm clean and I brush my teeth. And I hate it. Don't talk to me. Do I look like I want to talk? I don't. I don't want to make friends on an airplane. I don't like it.
I sometimes do. I made friends with the pilot. He's going to come
but
on
that
here.
Was different because it was like a group of us and it was fun. Like when it's 6 a.m. flight, like I don't want to talk.
True.
I don't really want to talk on a plane.
You don't want to talk. Someone said that this lady didn't know how to use the TV screen on the back of the seat. She pressed the screen on the back of my seat with the finger of vigor over and over and over to explore the things menu. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, you know I'm on the other side of this thing, right, lady? Someone goes, also the fucking guy behind you pulling himself up with your seat every 20 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah, when they have to go to the bathroom, I think that's really rude. They just pull your seat back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The most annoying thing comes at the end of the flight. People trying to be the first one out despite being nowhere near the exit.
Biggest pet peeve ever. It is so rude. You're not allowed to go in front of me if you're behind me to get off.
No.
So like,
rude.
I made Lee push people back when we were getting off the plane to Mexico. I was like, do not let her get by. That is so fucking rude. Put your bag out there. I can't stand it. And I will stare at them too. You're not getting up before me. And guys who don't allow women to go in front of you when you're in the same row. Like, rude.
So rude.
And you don't help with luggage. Rude. One of those guys. I see that all the time. And it's because I fly so much. Trying to get in front of me when you're getting off that plane, that like irks me. And I look like a bitch. I'm like, you're not going to get in front of me. You're just not. I'll put my hand out.
No, you can't go.
On a prior flight, the man next to me started reading my magazine along with me and commented on everything.
Oh, ew, that's weird.
Hey, I'm fine if you want to read my thing. Out of just my business. Shut the hell up about it.
Because I just want to read in peace, but I got my own personal narrator.
Ew. No.
Someone goes, those who operate a laptop or iPad at 100% brightness in a dark airplane, it hurts my eyes from three rows away. How can they do it?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Smelly bathroom. Who poops on an airplane? For real.
Someone who really has to poop?
Well, hold it. So gross.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't ever.
I mean, no, that's nasty. Imagine.
I don't go in
there. I don't even use... Well, there's a reason I don't use the bathrooms up here, but I'll try and take that business home with me.
Yeah, but on an airplane, like, we all have to... Or people who pass gas on an airplane. That is fucking rude, too. The last to Mexico, I wanted to scream, like almost get up and be like, who is doing that?
Oh, there was a fight on a plane not too long ago because
nasty.
Of that.
It is nasty. I don't want to smell your nasty ass. Like, keep that inside for a little bit inside. And then I wonder if it's people sleeping, but I'm like, ugh. And the loud snoring. I could go on and on.
Keep going.
People's nasty hair, like on the back of a chair, like. People take their shoes off and put them on the, like, if you're sitting and you can see their nasty feet next to you.
I have pictures of that in a little bit.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Ugh. What else?
Let me read this. So, those who are, oh, wait, I already said that.
Southwest, when people don't scoot the fuck over and there's people trying to get on the damn plane and they're all, like, window and aisle and nobody can get in. Yeah. You're like, can I sit somewhere or you want me to go to the back? And they all stare at you. Don't sit.
But I have a strategy on Southwest is to look for little old ladies on flights. That's who I always want to sit next to.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Oh, that's cute. That's your strategy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
People that cough, sneeze, and don't cover themselves. Fucking monsters.
That's just rude.
Unusual smells. Another annoyance.
Bringing your damn tuna fish sandwich.
Yes, your food. Leave that somewhere else. It's gross. We are in a small, like, container, and the air is circulating, like, the same air. That's why I'm greasy when I get off airplanes.
Taking off the shoes and showing off the smelly feet. Nasty. I can't even imagine who would do that. An ex-flight attendant here. Passengers who use tray tables as changing mats and change their kids' dirty diapers mid-flight.
No.
And yes, all the toilets were free at this point of the flight. They just couldn't be bothered to get up.
Ew. That's like a sanitary issue.
That's disgusting.
I'm pretty chill on flights. Well, in general. But like the only thing that bothers me on flights is kids. That's pretty much it.
Do you remember that kid that was screaming? That was like a YouTube video or yes, that video that went around.
We talked about it.
I think we did talk about it on here. Like for hours and the lady just didn't do anything. The kid's running up and down the aisles.
The simple act of clapping when the plane lands is what annoys this person the most.
I don't think I've been on many flights where they clap.
I don't think I want to because if they're breaking into a round of applause...
Something was wrong.
Yeah, that you got out of.
Yeah, that might be the only time I clap.
I don't know why anyone would have sex in a plane.
I know, the High Mile Club.
Yeah. Mile High Club.
Oh, that's right.
Planes are pretty filthy. It's mile high.
Oh.
I don't really understand how you fit in the bathroom. Or is it people having sex in the seat?
But that happens too. They put a blanket over it, I've heard.
You can't wait like 3 hours.
I don't know.
Or is it just something to do?
I think it's something
to do.
Definitely
something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now I have pictures. I know that that's hard for podcasts, but this will be on YouTube as well. So you can see these pictures on YouTube. And in the meantime, we're going to try to describe it as good as we can. So there is actually a guy changing his pants. Is down to his underwear.
Ew. That's the hair thing I'm talking about. Like, nasty.
Oh, but to put Oh, I've never seen anyone do that before. Like they have a ponytail and they hang it over the back of the seat.
I have seen that.
You it's have gross. Seen that actually mm-hmm. in person?
And nasty hair.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that in front of me. It would get something would happen.
Pull it.
Okay, please, you guys, look at these toes. They're the most disgusting, okay, that's nasty like, toes that someone put their feet in between the seats in the front so the person can see it. I would say get that out of here.
Those are some broken nasty toes. Are
you kidding me right now?
Those look dirty. Mm-mm. Like they haven't showered in a long time.
That is terrible. Mm.
It's just common courtesy that to be so close to people, like if you don't particularly shower daily, like maybe you can just do that for the people that day. You have to sit next
to. So the woman in the seat in front hang her long hair over the food tray of the passenger behind. Now this girl looks like a clean, pretty person. Like why would she do that? This is so gross. And there's the drink right there.
Oh move that God. Drink
I've
first.
I've never seen that before, ever.
I have.
Oh. There's an image of a passenger getting a little too comfortable as they unashamedly spread their legs out in the air while they nap. Like this.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I have not put them on the thing, but I have put both legs up before just to stretch. So, but more like I've done it in the car too. Like I just put them up like
yeah.
this way, like that.
Oh boy.
I gotta stretch my knees. I just pull out my cord.
Well, you're a bit taller than your average. I said you're probably taller than your average passenger.
Yeah. I can't sit that long. I'm a dancer. I have to stretch.
During long haul flights, some passengers decide to get changed in front of others.
That's
his
weird.
Butt cracks look. I mean, you can see his underwear. He's changing his pants
that's
in the
weird.
Middle of the plane. What the heck?
See, people would be happy if I did that. You'd be like, damn, look how colorful that guy's underwear are.
It made my day. I was on a. I don't really mind people who are like energetic and stuff and laughing and having a good time. But I was on a flight. I think I was coming back from Nationals recently. And she was watching. Blockers on her iPad or something, that funny movie, but her laughing was like I mean I was like you're not serious, and then after a certain time I looked back and I was like I mean come on, she's like like screaming where people are like what is going on, laughing by herself, headphones in, the most loud obnoxious thing you could ever I mean I was getting annoyed. Like shut up, it is not that funny.
That's terrible.
I mean the over the top laughing, like please be quiet.
Australian passengers were caught with their feet wedged between seats when he tickles you with his feet on a plane.
Ew.
I can't take it. I mean, these are such disgusting feet too.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
know.
Not even I mean, not that it's ever okay, but my God.
I have taken my like slides off before and I put them in my seat like this because I also like to get in a ball on a plane. Get comfortable because it's just uncomfortable the whole time. But I don't put my feet in somebody else's face. And I don't like when someone's touching me.
Seat.
Yeah. I don't like when people's legs are touching me.
Don't let it spill over.
Yeah. And who gets to decide? Like, does the person in the middle get both armrests?
I guess that's you. Passenger caught stretching their legs during flight.
Yeah, maybe. But that's not that bad. I'm not in anyone's space. I'm just stretching my legs.
Oh my God. The worst behavior award certainly goes to flyers who think the perfect time to clip their finger or toenails is when they're seated on a busy plane.
Ew.
Other pictures show rubbish stuffed in seat pockets or strewn around the aisles while some women in the seat in front hang their long hair. Oh, that was stupid. The passenger decided being seated on a busy plane with the perfect time to clip his fingernails.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God. And the toenails clipping.
No way.
No way. How
that's
could
one
you?
Thing I don't ever use the pocket in the seat. I'm scared of that
thing. Oh yeah. I put my trash in there.
The images show passengers unashamedly spread their legs out as they napped while others wedged their feet in between seats on the other travelers. There's another one. Leg up on the seat.
They say you're also not supposed to get the ice on the airplane. What?
Someone was shocked after they reached into the seat back pockets to pull out someone else's dentures.
Yeah, see?
How do you forget that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, how do you leave that in there?
I can't take it. Oh my gosh.
The dentures are missing teeth.
No, I can't even look at it. The face is coming.
Why are your dentures toothless?
I think some of them have.
This is another one.
Made because you still have
teeth. Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm so confused.
Oh man, this is another picture of someone hanging their hair over the thing. I've never seen that before. That's
I have.
So gross. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
I wish I could carry scissors on a plane.
Right?
Mm. Scissors cut off.
Shouldn't have been hanging it over.
Oh. A man was caught in the act of watching porn on their devices.
Did I tell y'all about seeing that on 35 not too long ago?
What?
I was in an Uber and we were passing a car and then had screens all over the place and the guy was watching porn.
In a You're car kidding. Driving?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
You're addicted. If you can't save that for your home by yourself and you have to watch on an airplane or in your car, like, that's a problem.
I can't even. I'm speechless right now. Who the heck?
Is it bad to do your makeup on an airplane?
Well, I was just going to say, Lauren Everts, who we follow religiously, who I love, the Skinny Confidential, when she goes on long flights, she does full-blown
facials.
I've seen facial it. Masks and oils and,
why
and
not?
Everything.
Well, I mean, see,
she goes, I don't care who watches.
But I think that I follow a makeup artist, and she said somebody challenged her to do, like, could you do a full face, like, on your flight? Because I think she's from, one of the Middle Eastern countries, and so it was a long flight, and she said, so it was on her IGTV, and she pulled it up, and I actually want to go back and watch it because I want to use all the products she used on the airplane. But she set up, she's like, I'm getting an audience now, because she started with everything. She did like a mask and she kept it on there, and then she did like the lotion, and she said, if you're going to do this, make sure that you ask for wet wipes for your hands. Mm-hmm. And that she did a whole look, eyelashes, before the facial scrubs, she did moisturizer,
everything,
full on mask, like three masks. She did the one over her eyes, one right here, her neck. She's sitting there. She's rollers. She put rollers in her hair.
Awesome.
She did a whole glam look on an airplane. And she said it's really important, though, to try to get on the airplane with no makeup and do a mask on the plane, because the air in there is not healthy for women or anybody's skin. So if you can do that, you should. Would that be something that annoys people next to you?
Well, I'm thinking that when you are on such a long flight, like in business class, you can get away with that,
right,
or in first class. But when you are so smushed together, I think that is so annoying.
What about like doing your makeup?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I don't know.
I was curious what people might think. Let me know.
What do you think, Spider? Would that be annoying to you?
It would depend on if you were throwing elbows in my face.
Right,
while you're trying
right.
to do your, yeah.
Powder?
If not, then I'm not going to care.
Yeah. Any other things you guys have that's annoying on an airplane? That's all I've got for you.
What in the world?
I'm trying to think. No, for me, number one is trying to get in front of me when you're getting off the damn plane. I want to get off the plane too, so just sit your ass down and let me go first. And that men are not gentlemen on an airplane.
No, I'm on that too. That is
But you
terrible.
Did tell your story.
I told my story, what happened to us. And it was kind of like, you see it a lot, like where sometimes they go up to people and ask them to move. And people are so so reluctant to move and help people out. It's like really kind of
I've
weird.
Actually had people be really nice when I'm with someone, like, hey, do you want me to move, like, so you guys can sit together, like Lee and I.
Yeah.
Which I was like, thank you so much, like, so nice. I've had that, but
I've had that too, but most of the time people are not nice anymore. I mean, it's really terrible. People should be much kinder to people, and please leave the shade open on the plane.
Don't be mad at me if I'm doing makeup or stretching.
Yeah.
Get a stretch, hurts me.
All right. On that note, everyone, have good rules on the planes when you're
good
flying.
Manners.
Manners. I meant to say, have good manners on the planes while flying. And you have good weekends. Judging, Marcella.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yay.
You'll have stories, though.
Yeah.
So that'd be
I'll let you know my airplane drama. Yeah,
exactly. Have a good week, everyone.
If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to leave us a review and please subscribe so you will always be the first to know of the newest episodes. And please check out our website, tuposhboutique.com, and all our social media handles. Marcella?
You can find me on all social media at Marcella Ranieri. I think on Facebook, it's Marcella.Ranieri, but everywhere else I didn't get very creative. So just MarcellaRanieri.
Whitley?
I think all of my handles, like Snapchat, Instagram, everything, Twitter, is Langford7Wit, and it's LANGFORD, the number 7, and then WHIT.
And mine is Gabby Talks, and the rest of it is all Tuposh. They all stole all my social media and made it all into Tuposh, which is fine.
But T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Because some people don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is our website, and it is Tuposh Boutique on Instagram as well, on Twitter, Snapchat, and everything. And my Instagram is Gabby Talks, and on Facebook I'm Gabrielle
Gilmore
Kindler. My maiden name. So everyone,
have a sparkly day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
If you are looking for lingerie, swimwear, clubwear, dresses, jewelry, Halloween costumes, and so much more, check out Too Posh Boutique. Find us online on Instagram or at tuposhboutique.com. You can also call for a private fitting appointment at 469-682-1240. Do you need an item custom created? We have our own production team ready to help. Are you interested in a fun and sexy gift basket? Look no further. We create those too. We also carry a large collection of diva-sized products. Get poshed at Too Posh Boutique. We cannot wait to meet you. Tuposhboutique.com or call us at 469-682-1240.